So I wanted to go through a couple more of your cases. And in terms of novel therapies, always interested to hear about CAR T cell therapy and what's going on. And you have this 55-year-old man. Maybe you can talk about him.
Right. So this is a gentleman with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma who has the activated B-cell phenotype, stage 3A to begin with, was treated originally with R-CHOP chemotherapy, but already at cycle number 4 showed evidence of progression. Biopsied him, still showed the same histology, then got treated with our typical salvage treatment, was treated with RICE chemotherapy, but by the second cycle again had disease progression. So wasn't able to proceed to an autologous transplant because of primary refractory disease. And we had a clinical trial with CAR T cells available for patients with the primary refractory disease. So he was enrolled in the clinical trial. We gave him the conditioning treatment with fludarabine and cyclophosphamide, tolerated that well. He got the infusion of the CAR T cells, initially tolerated that extremely well, but as is typical, 2 to 3 days later, began to develop a fever, then developed the cytokine-type symptoms, was treated with tocilizumab and then with some steroids, but really did require admission to hospital, then admission to the ICU. Quite suddenly developed some of the neurotoxicity that's seen, where suddenly he really couldn't find words and became quite confused. That's very distressing kind of symptom, but over time, with the supportive care and with the steroids and so on, these symptoms all improved. And restaging showed him to be in a complete response, and he remained in that complete response for 9 months. So in a patient where nothing had really kind of touched his disease to that point, the power of CAR T cells was pretty impressive.
What happened after that?
Unfortunately, at 9 months, he again developed additional new lymphadenopathy and has gone on to other treatment, on clinical trials for salvage of his relapse disease.